This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Ruling coalition parties discuss matter of forging an electoral alliance for the local level election. 740 climbers receive permission to climb mountains in Nepal this spring season. Visiting Asian Development Bank Vice Chair Xi Jin Chen holds cordial meetings with Energy Minister and Education Minister. And Sri Lankan President Gotabaya Rajapaksa appoints new cabinet despite calls for his resignation. Now the news in detail. The ruling alliance has discussed seat allocations in metropolitan and sub-metropolitan cities across the country for the upcoming local level elections. Communication Minister Gyanendra Vadu Karake informed that the meeting of the top leaders of ruling parties held at Balwatar this evening discussed the matter of allocating seats among the parties in metropolises and sub-metropolises. Minister Karake added that the ruling parties would meet tomorrow again to finalize the seat allocation. Meanwhile, CPNMI Center Chairperson Pushpakamal Dalpichanda said seats allocation in 6 metropolitan cities and 11 sub-metropolitan cities across the country for the upcoming local level elections will be concluded through consensus. Speaking at a press conference at his party office in Paris Tata today, Chairperson Prachanda said the ruling parties discussed a proposal regarding seat allocation in the metropolises and sub-metropolises. Home Minister Balakrishna Khand has directed the subordinate bodies for the resolution of problems at Tribhuvan International Airport. The Home Minister's direction came in a wake of public complaints about the problems facing passengers at the international airport. Home Minister asked the concerned bodies to work for easing customer services rather. Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation, Pompa Bhusal, and Asian Development Bank Vice Chair Xi Jin Chen held a cordial meeting at the Energy Ministry today. The Energy Ministry informed that Minister Bhusal and ADB Vice Chair Chen discussed the implementation status of various ADB-invested projects in Nepal. The ADB Vice Chair pledged to continue the ADB's support to Nepal's hydropower and water resources sectors. Likewise, Minister for Education, Science and Technology Devendra Podel and ADB Vice Chair Chen held a meeting at the Education Ministry today. The Secretariat of the Education Minister informed that Minister Podel forwarded various proposals to the visiting ADB Vice Chair to improve the education sector of Nepal. On the occasion, ADB Vice Chair Chen vowed to extend additional support to enhance schools and higher level education, technical and vocational education, and training in Nepal. 740 climbers of 91 mountaineering teams have received permission to climb mountains and peaks in Nepal this spring season. The Department of Tourism said the mountaineering permission was issued till the 17th of April to scale the 22 mountains and peaks, including Mount Everest. According to the department's data, 262 members of 32 mountaineering teams alone have obtained permission to scale Mount Everest so far. The 7th Agriculture Census is taking place from tomorrow. Deputy Director General at Central Bureau of Statistics Hemraj Regme said the census would be conducted among 350,000 farmers at 753 local levels of all 77 districts, and details would be collected about various agricultural activities. The agriculture census that begin 6 months after The agriculture census that began 6 months after the national census will conclude in 45 days, while 19 days are allocated for data collection. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for short break.
Sada khana 100 rupiya, mutton khana 200 rupiya. Oi, मोबाइलको डाटा पनि हामीले चलाएको मेनु अनुसार महँगो र सस्तो पर्नु पर्ने होइन र?
हुन्छ नि मित्र, फेसबुक, ट्विटर, इन्स्टाग्राम, भाइबर, व्हाट्सएप जस्ता सामाजिक सञ्जालहरू मात्रै चलाउने हो भने नेपाल टेलिकममा असाध्यै सस्तो मूल्यमा सोसियल मिडिया डाटा प्याक पाइन्छ। त्यही लिने मजाले चलाउने
*1415# डायल गर्नुहोस्। नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको सञ्चार।
श्रम ऐन 2074 पालना गरौं। श्रमिक, श्रमिक आपूर्तिकर्ता र रोजगारदाता सजग बनौं।
नेपाल सरकार, श्रम, रोजगार तथा सामाजिक सुरक्षा मन्त्रालय।
वेलकम ब्याक। नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज। The Everest International Model United Nations has commenced in Kathmandu. As many as 150 participants from 10 different countries are taking part in the 5-day conference. More in this report by Kosal Gimire.
The 7th edition of the Everest International Model United Nations, EI Moon, started in Kathmandu on Sunday. The 5-day conference is being organized by the Youth Thinkers Society in collaboration with the U.S. Embassy in Kathmandu. Addressing the opening ceremony, the U.S. Deputy Assistant Secretary for Public Diplomacy, Bureau of South and Central Asia, Kelly Kiedeling, wished that the conference would instill in the participants the eagerness to work for strengthening democracy, social justice, and human dignity.
These are the issues of social justice and of dignity, of democratic systems where we can all say our piece. Perhaps these are the areas where you all can lead the way at this conference and in our world. This is nothing less than what we hope, what we expect from you, that you will help us imagine a world that is more democratic and more dignified for every human being in it.
Also speaking during the opening ceremony, the head of UN Women Nepal, Navanita Sinha, said that conferences as such would help the youth be more aware of pertinent issues facing the world, such as inequalities of various forms and climate change and environmental degradation. Similarly, the Director of Social Affairs Division at the SAARC Secretariat, Ismail Mamdouth, highlighted the need for youth to unite to facilitate trade and business in the SAARC region. The conference will see the participation of 150 young individuals from 10 different countries and will conclude on 21st of April. Kaushal Kimire, Radio Nepal, Kathmandu.
You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. Sri Lankan President Gotabaya Rajapaksa has appointed a new cabinet despite calls for him to resign over a deepening economic crisis. The 17 new ministers named did not include several relatives of the president who had previously held portfolios. He had called on the opposition to join a unity government, but they refused. Sri Lanka is grappling with its worst economic crisis since independence from Britain in 1948. With power cuts lasting half a day or more and shortages of food, medicines and fuel, public anger is said to have soared in the country. Russian forces have bombarded several Ukrainian cities, including Lviv in the west. According to the BBC, 7 people have been killed after 4 rockets hit military facilities and a car tire service point in Lviv. Lviv city was considered a safe place before. Blasts have also been reported in the capital, Kiev. Ukrainian troops in the besieged city of Mariupol ignored a Russian deadline to surrender on Sunday. Meanwhile, the Kremlin has accused Ukraine of changing its stance on issues that have already been agreed at peace talks. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly areas of the country and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Isolated brief rains or thunderstorms are also likely to occur at one or two places of Province 1. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Ruling coalition parties discuss matter forging electoral alliance for the local level elections. 740 climbers receive permission to climb mountains in Nepal this spring season. Visiting Asian Development Bank Vice Chair Xi Jin Chen holds cordial meetings with Energy Minister and Education Minister. And Sri Lankan President Gotabaya Rajapaksa appoints new cabinet despite calls for his resignation. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.